The miscarriage. What I remember is how my mother used her entire body to yank the gear of our red Jeep into park, and then turned around in her seat to say she'd only be a minute. Wait quietly. She rolled my window down but forgot to close her door, which made the dashboard complain in beeps and bells, and this upset me. Her coffee was left in the holder, hanging its adult smell over the car like a shadow. She ran across the grass to where her friend was heaped on the front steps in a white linen dress, very loose, rumpled and twisted as bed sheets emptied of arms and legs. I remember it was the woman who let me wear her wedding ring whenever I sat on her lap, would kiss the top of my head, telling me the only thing strong enough to cut such a perfect stone was another just like it. There on the bricks, she shook so hard I thought that diamond must have cut her. It was the kind of sob where no real noise comes out, sputtering only one word, one I'd never heard before. Lucy, 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 Lucy. I didn't know what a Lucy, 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 Lucy was, but I grew lightheaded from its sound. It reminded me of air slapping against cement again and again on the flower-bothered basketball courts down the street. It had a rhythm like the rosary or brushing teeth, that quiet, swishing, frenzied grasp and drag. I won't describe it. I don't want to describe it. All anyone should know is that the two sat as hot and damp and helpless as the rest of July. That eventually even the sun caught on, growing red-rimmed around the eyes. It finally sank, sensing there was nothing to be done but hang its head. All night, the yellow jackets, in their tiny waists, whirred themselves hoarse with lament.